graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
There's no limits to the simplexes in this city. Now we're always smoking bombs like it's Gordon Wendy. We get high as though we're hot and talk wrestling stuff. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Tyler Fudge.
Thank you for downloading episode 165 of Suplex City Limits for June 9th, 2018. Put your lipstick on my dipstick. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he's the peeled banana in your fruit bowl of love. My co-host.
Thick as a banana, curved like a banana. It's your boy, your sexy boy, Tyler Fudge.
A little Gertner-inspired open today.
Yes. Neck brace Suplex. And all.
Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. You can follow Tyler at the Federation. Follow the Suplex City Limit when we're at 29,900.
Buddy.
I was hoping we could get to 30,000 before the show started today, so I could be like, yeah, but no go.
No go, Joe, but next week.
Yeah. If you like the show, consider supporting us by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. Shout out to our boy Anthony Missionary Thomas from fucking the Wrestling Soup Podcast. Picked up a classic logo shirt. So they're going to be starting to do video over there. So he's going to have our shirt and a bunch of other homies' shirts all in the background. Pretty cool.
Beautiful, beautiful man.
He is a beautiful man. Or you can donate on our Patreon as little as $1 a month to hit that Brooklyn Brawler tier. Or you can donate a little bit more and become a producer. Get yourself a shout out at the start of the show. Like our friends Caleb, The Mizcast, Casey, B-Rad, Infamous Chris Savage, Kickass Keith Martin, The Maniac Michael Thomas, The Riceroni Jabroni Tyloni, Insane Ian Jackson, or Jumpin' Jeremy Fultz, and again, Wrestling Soup Podcast. Much love to all the boys over there. This week on the Pot Smokin'est Wrestling Pod on the Internet, the podcast of the Immortals, we got a full New Japan Dominion breakdown.
Yes, yes. We got up early to watch Dominion for you guys. But we will say there were questions regarding Dominion sent to us. Sorry if your question's not getting played. Dominion's happened. We're going to talk about it. It's just mute.
Yeah, so we got that, the week in WWE NXT. I watched a little bit of Impact. We'll talk all the news. There's a ton of news this week.
There is.
We got some Jared's hot takes, and who knows what else we'll get into. So let's start it off with the news.
This week in the news. Courts. Court cases and all. GMs and much, much more. Over to you, Jimmy.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. It started off, I guess, that the CM Punk trial has come to a close.
It has.
And CM Punk and Colt Cabana have won the case. So,
the
fuck you, WWE.
The glove did not fit.
Yeah. The glove did not fit. They had no choice but to acquit. Good for these guys, man.
Yeah, I think so. Well, you know, and that's a good thing for all podcasters and anybody that put things out for people to listen to. Because if they were found guilty, then what does that mean for us, for everybody?
Like, anybody could sue us for defamation, 165 episodes of just shitting on people.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not right. It's not right at all. There was, at the first start of the trial, I thought Punk was, maybe his chances were lower because they had this conflicting statements on the size of the lump. But throughout the rest of the trial, there were a few mistakes made by Dr. Amon's lawyers and really caused him to look bad. And they came out.
I mean, they just fuck this guy, trying to fuck him over. They were, this case was supposed to start earlier than this, but they managed to fucking drag it out. And this, to me, there's no, it's no fucking surprise that they would do this. I think they did. I think they drug it out so it would happen right at the time of his fight, just to fuck with him, just because they're cunts.
Oh, without a doubt. Because, I mean, you'd have to be living under a rock or be deaf, dumb, and stupid not to realize that WWE was bankrolling this, too.
You know, yeah.
This is obvious.
Yeah, it's a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in your fucking face. Yeah. WWE. I thought it was like a win for everybody. But, you know, this brought me over to another topic this week. It's just these people who hate CM Punk.
Oh, yeah. Well, and for no reason. Like, I'm not a fan of CM Punk's in-ring work because I don't think he's a good wrestler. I think he's sloppy. But go do whatever you want. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. If you're not going to wrestle again, I'm not going to hold it against you.
It's so weird to see people, like, online rooting for WWE to win a case. Of, like, what the fuck is up with you?
It's madness.
I don't get it, man. Yeah. He's fighting tonight as we record this.
Yes, against Mike Jackson, is it?
Yeah.
Latoya.
Watch out, he's got a mean diddler finger. He'll take you down, he'll try to fucking shove his finger up in your booty hole. Yeah. Oh, what you got?
And then you'll have Punk just over, I just finished getting fucked.
Yeah. It's time to get fucked again. By Michael Jackson. The Mickey Gall, who defeated both of these guys, they're both 0-1, by the way, but he beat both of them. His money is on Punk, so
I would like for Punk to win. Does it mean anything for his UFC career to beat a journalist? No, but
yeah. Also, you can pick up got off scot free fucking Colt Cabana shirts at Pro Wrestling Tees.
Oh, does he have a shirt on that?
Yeah, it's like his face. It's like scot free or whatever.
I might have to get that one. Get it because his name is Scott.
Yeah, they have to pay their own lawyers unless they want to do like a countersuit here. And CM Punk's like, fuck, I just want to be done.
You think after 4 years you'd want to be done too?
You know, what I mean? What a bunch of shit.
Yeah, 4 years of lawyer bills or go through another couple years of trials. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. How much is your just quality of life worth more than the amount of money you'll spend on lawyer bills, especially if you're CM Punk?
Yeah.
You know, he saved his money.
Former WWE star, and I use the term star loosely, Grandmaster Sexay, Brian Christopher, was arrested in Memphis.
Yes, for not paying a hotel bill.
Yeah. Fucking $800 hotel bill.
Man, what, this guy, when did he draw the gun out in the crowd?
Because
I think me and you were, I was co-hosting this, I believe, when this happened, so it had to be within the last year.
I don't know, but you remember when he was in that fight with fucking Chase Stevens earlier this year, and like he was beaten badly in that fight, man. He got his ass stomped.
And by the way, watching the Best of the Super Juniors, Chase Stevens was doing commentary on one night. He sounds just like, it's like AJ Styles was doing commentary.
Oh, God. And I think I heard that Lawler broke up with his fucking girlfriend, the one that he was like telling to kill herself and trying to give her a gun and all this shit. I don't know what the fuck. I think they broke up. Remember that? You know, remember he was in trouble for beating on her, but then, you know, because Memphis and because Tennessee and because he's fucking who he is, he got off.
Scott Free. Like,
Scott Free. Yeah, Jerry Free. He jerry-rigged his way out of there.
Oh, that's a good one. I gotta commend you, man. That was fucking great. Like, this is the best thing I can do for you, okay?
Hey, real good impression there, you prick.
Leo Rush is set to join the main roster on 205 Live.
You know what that means, right? That is them saying, you know what, man, we don't give a fuck about you. You're going right straight to 205 Live.
I think it's just, it has to be. I was thinking like, oh, we don't want to fucking deal with this guy.
Yeah, it's like exactly with the Tommy.
Get him out of here.
It's like a Tommy, man. We don't want to deal with you getting injured. We're not putting you no storylines in NXT no more. Fuck that shit. You can go 205 Live.
Yeah. God damn. Someday we'll be sitting here going, do you remember when WWE signed Kenta and just fucking it sucked 1,000 dicks?
You remember that guy that WWE signed that no-sold a powerbomb through a table off of a ladder? Remember how far he got in WWE?
Leo Rush is like such a little fucking, he's just young, right? He's like 21 years old or something.
That's what it is, man. The guy needs more time just to mature as a person. How can you be a mature in-ring worker when your brain is not even matured to its fully function capabilities? Yeah. You know what I mean? He's still got 4 fucking years before his brain is done growing.
He's 23, I guess.
Oh, 2 years then.
But yeah, I am whatever. He can go to 205 Live and I've fucking fallen to the obscurity that is that show.
Have good matches, but not be seen by anybody. Like that show is probably less watched than NXT.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, because NXT is always the number one show on the WWE network.
Yeah.
And then people talk about, will NXT go to Fox? And it's like, no. You know, like, they're the number one show on the network, number one driving force of the network.
Mm-hmm. This is my favorite news story this week. I don't know if you've heard of Dick Justice competes in his first strongman competition. No. There are photos available as well. It's fucking magic, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. So you got to send one over to me.
I mean, probably easier for you to just Google quick.
I suppose you're right.
He's like flipping a 770-foot fucking pound tire. And he got fourth place. I don't know how many people were in it, but
we don't know if it was the Special Olympics version.
It was not. It was not.
Oh, man. wow.
Pretty fucking awesome. Congratulations to Dick Justice. I fucking like that guy. And I think it's funny that he's actually fucking strong. He's like flipping a fucking 800 pound tire.
Man. Yeah. He doesn't look like the type of person that would be strong, in my opinion. But. Hey,
you know, got that fat guy strength.
He's got all that weight behind him.
Yeah,
I don't think
yeah,
all
dude.
That weight gets a tire like that up off the ground, though.
It doesn't. No. British wrestling legend Johnny Saint named WWE UK general manager.
Yes.
Did this really need a fucking general manager?
Apparently, it starts in November. It's a show, a full-fledged show starting in November.
Where?
On the
on
network.
TV over there. Oh, it's on the network, too? Or is it just on the network?
I'm pretty sure it's on the network.
Mm. That's interesting. Yeah, Suplex City Limits Hall of Famer, Johnny Saint, man.
Yes,
yes.
Fucking all-time, one of the greatest British wrestlers of all time.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I guess it's, we'll have to see. Is that show going to be a show where that you want to watch, or is it going to be another thing that we're like, week to week, we don't fucking care about, like 205 Live, where we don't give a shit.
Who knows, man? Who knows? Depending on the roster they get, if it's all guys like El Ligero, then probably not. Fucking guy can't even see over his mask.
That guy is in desperate need of a mask versus hair match or something.
Yes, that mask. To me, it first off, it just looks really odd. His face looks really flat. And it just looks like a piece of board. And it's like, it's weird. And then the horns, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Build it up, like, coming out of the tournament, some heat between him and somebody. I don't know. Who'd be a good heel to put his hair up? Dunn or something? I don't know. It doesn't really matter.
I don't even think Dunn's heel enough anymore.
Well, no shit. And just do, like, a hair versus mask and get that stupid mask off the guy.
Yeah. I'd rather see him in a Repo Man mask.
Repo Man. Yeah. How shitty is that they kind of just turned Dunn into just a kind of just another face?
Yeah, as good of a heel as he is. But and you know what? A part of it, the crowd has forced him to do it in ways.
I mean, he's still a cunt, right? I mean, he'll still, you know. Yeah. It don't take long before I'm sure he does some other asshole thing.
Bite somebody's fingers off or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Undertaker set to make Madison Square Garden return.
Yes, and now Jim, is this going to be on the network or
no? I think it's just a fucking house show.
It's just like, hey guys, we really need to sell these tickets because Madison Square Garden's super expensive. So
I heard that the tickets were moving pretty well actually, even before it was announced. But
hey, could be. Well, they'll be moving faster now.
Yeah, I don't know. It's who cares? I don't know why this guy's still fucking wrestling. We're not going to bother. We've talked about that for 3 years now on this show.
At least now he's just doing these 2-3 minute matches. At least it's that.
All right.
You're basically just, he's there for an excuse to have that entrance, which no matter how old he is, that entrance is still cool.
Yeah. Shane Helms is going to be wrestling for Ring of Honor coming up.
That's a bad idea. That is a bad, bad move. Just, that's a reason for Ring of Honor for me to not want to watch Ring of Honor. Yeah, why do I want to see Sugar Shane Helms wrestle? Former WCW Cruiserweight Champion.
Question the same thing every time I see fucking Bubba Ray Dudley every week being an asshole, like, trying to be heel and be an asshole. Like, really?
It's like Scott Steiner on Impact.
It's almost the same thing.
Yeah.
Bubba's better than fucking Scott Steiner, but yeah.
I will give you that one.
Yeah, definitely. One of the Ely brothers has been released from NXT.
As well as that Zeta chick. But on the other hand, why did only one of the Ely brothers get fired?
I don't know. One was talking about having 24-hour migraines on Instagram, so I don't know if he's the one who's been fucking fired or what. He's out hurt. But it's like there's no value in these guys, period, but there's even less value in like one. It's like, oh, you don't even have the whole set, you know? Yeah. Like, it's like if you took something, some shitty fucking old collectible into a fucking pawn shop and they're like, oh man, if you had both of them.
Yeah.
But you only got one. And these guys were shit together.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'd have just sent the other one home with him. Like, you know.
Yeah. So then if you don't know, Zeta's that Chinese chick from the Mae Young Classic.
I don't know.
Really short one that came out with the fan.
I don't know. No. Nah, doesn't ring a bell.
Fair enough, Jim. What do you think about not really. What do you think about HBK being open to another match now?
Stupid.
To me, the fact that you weren't open to making Daniel Bryan a star in a match that had so much story to tell, you trained him. Everybody's trying to keep him down. Now his trainer's coming in to keep him down. If that was not good enough to get you back, man, fuck you.
Yeah, and all these people like, oh man, who do you want him to fucking wrestle? And like, nobody, dude.
I'd like to see him wrestle an optometrist and get his eye fixed. That's what I'd like to see him wrestle.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I know a good, I'm related to a good optometrist. I can give you his number.
Yeah. And he's like, people are like, oh, like, how cool. And could talk about Gargano. Like, he's going to come back and wrestle this fucking, you know, nobody. In his line, to nobody, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't think he'd come back and do an NXT match. It would be a WrestleMania match for sure.
God, I hope not, dude. And that's the thing, you know, even old guys I like, which I don't like him, but I don't want to see him back once they're old. You know, like, I'm good.
I want to see a bald Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? Wear a fucking baseball cap?
No. Well, like, slowly fucking plot around the ring. And it's like, dude, if you're not coming back to have maybe your best match ever, then why the fuck are you coming back? There's no reason.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I can go back and watch your good matches. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. I can go back and watch all those classics. But.
Yeah. There's only one match that I'll accept, and that's him and Marty Jannetty, dude.
Oh, you're fucking right, dude. Clubfoot and all.
Yeah.
Clubfoot versus fucking Cross Eyes, man.
Who will win in a battle for the ages when Clubfoot takes on Cross Eye?
And then they have the fucking, they got to be in rockers gimmick.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
It'd be a barbershop window match where like one side of the ring has like a big barbershop window. Huh? Maybe, bro, we put the barbershop on a pole, bro. Barbershop on a pole match. Bro, book it. We just did Starrcade 99 on pay-per-view take two. I think Russo's fucking...
Which was a fantastic episode, by the way. I just got one correction for you. Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan, WrestleMania 6, not 7.
He said it.
I'm just saying.
And I said nothing because I'm way too fucking stoned to remember
my favorite
when anything happens.
That was my favorite WrestleMania up until I became smart enough. I watched WrestleMania 6 every day of my life for like 4 years.
There you go. Speaking of which, bro, Vince Russo did quit Twitter this week. That's not news.
No.
But it's something to fucking, you know, smile heartily about.
Yes, that somebody finally got to him so bad. Maybe yeah. Jesus spoke to him one day in the shitter.
I said, good riddance, bro.
This is Jesus, bro. Quit Twitter, bro. Jesus loves you.
Yeah. I said, good riddance, bro. Sanity made their main roster debut at a house show.
Yes.
So
that's to come.
I love it, man. Play their vignette video for like 4 weeks and then like say next week and then do nothing for a month and then bring them in randomly.
Apparently it was a copyright issue.
Really?
That's what I was reading. That there was some kind of issue with, I guess, Sanity itself, and that's why the videos didn't have the word Sanity in them.
Because how can you own Sanity?
Or I think it's just a fact for not owning it, but making sure that they have the right to merchandise it and all that bullshit, right?
Why are you not doing that immediately when things started in NXT?
Oh, I know. Look at the Iconics. They had to add the I. Ruby Riott, yeah. They had to add the T.
Yeah. Why are they not figuring that out right away down there?
Because they don't give a fuck about the NXT people.
I guess.
What if you start making us money, then we'll spend money. We're already paying these 80-something people yearly salaries.
No.
Right? Like, for nothing.
It's not really a news story, but there was a great article on Forbes.com this week with the headline, WWE Superstars Would Be Insane Not to Unionize Following $2 Billion TV Deals. Really good story, actually, worth checking out. But
it is
kind of putting some pressure on that this might happen. There's some things going on in the UFC right now. There's a woman who has a court case coming up about the whole independent contractor thing. So
there's no reason why this shouldn't happen. If you look at the idea of an independent contractor, that means you're allowed to take jobs from everywhere.
Yep. You get the worst. Basically, you get the worst of that with none of the perks of it. You get double fucked.
Yeah. You get a decent contract. You get, you know, a good machine behind you to sell your merchandise. But you have to do their dates. You have to do only their dates and nobody else's. So
yeah. Yeah, it's a bullshit thing. I mean, let's at least get these guys called employees at some point here.
Yeah.
So that's kind of mounting.
How hard is it to pay for their trans and hotel? That's all. They already pay for flights.
And health insurance.
Yeah. Yes. Health insurance would be a key one. But I mean, look at it, though. I don't know what it's like in the States. Okay. But in Canada, most companies have health insurance. You know, like if you start working for us. Like Walmart, I'm sure has it. You know what I mean?
Not here.
No.
Fair Fuck enough. No.
Maybe they don't. I don't know. I've never worked at Walmart. But
if you're sick? Are you poor? Well, fuck you. Fuck you. And also, we'll try to get you to pay for somebody to like. Oh, if you're gonna die right there, you're gonna have to pay some money first before somebody can come and pick up your body.
That's madness, man. It's like you need surgery. It's like I broke my hand. Oh man, that sucks, dude. That's gonna be like $5,000, right? In Canada, it's like I break my hand, I'm going to go get a cask and go home.
It'd probably be more than $5,000. What was the thing I saw? Thing about a dude who got bit by a rattlesnake. What the fuck was it? He had like hundreds of thousands, $150,000. He's like, I'd rather just fucking died.
Yeah, I it's crazy, man. It's just, like in Canada, if we were to call an ambulance, yes, we had to pay for the ambulance. Mm-hmm. But it's only like $100 or something like that, right?
Oh, man. I won't even get into that from here. Sidetracked. Anyway, pro wrestling. We're here to talk yes. about pro wrestling.
Jim, something that would be right
people
up your
don't
aisle.
Like when we talk about that.
Eh,
yeah, what do you got?
I don't like some people, so. The Masked Republic, they are doing a Luchaverse comic starring Rey Mysterio, Blue Demon Jr., Conan, Los Cadets El Especio, and the Lucha Brothers, Pentazero and Rey Fénix.
Yeah, I saw that. That's pretty cool. I've been friends with those Kevin Kleinrock for a long time. He runs that shit. So he's always fucking pimping all his shit. Yeah, good stuff, man.
I can't wait. That would be something exciting because it's the same people that do the Lucha Underground comics and that Joey Ryan comic.
Yeah. Masked Republic is all kinds of cool shit. That's like when they did the those muscle figures recently. I made sure and pre-ordered them and try to help those guys out.
Now, Jim, yeah, when you cool. buy those muscle figures, will you paint an attire on these guys?
No, they're still in the box. I don't take them out of the box.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Because, yeah, that's the kind of nerd I am.
Fair enough, man. I didn't know. What if you bought two packs?
Well, I bought two packs. There's two different ones, so I bought one of each one.
Okay.
So, see, oh, yeah. I have toys.
I'd be the loser that would buy two of them, though, so I can paint one.
Oh, I have toys from, like, the fucking late 80s that are in packaging still.
That's madness, man. That's madness. Yeah. When I was a kid, I opened my toys and played with them.
Well, I did too when I was a kid, but now I spend a bunch of money on them.
Yeah.
Like I collect these monster truck toys from when I was a kid in the late 80s, and they're like, yeah, so they're fucking 30 years old.
Madness.
They're awesome. Anyway, holy shit. Triple Mania main event has been announced. He laughs.
Oh, I'm quickly not giving a fuck about Triple Mania.
There is a four-way mask versus, you know, you get it. Psycho Clown, Heyo del Fantasma, L.A. Park, Pentagon Jr.
Oh, I figured it was going to have something to do with Jeff Jarrett.
Oh, God. We need to talk about that. We need to fucking talk
new
about
super
that.
Super mega heavyweight champion, Jeff Jarrett.
What in the fuck? And Conan comes out and counts it. In La Parca mask.
Which then we can't oversight the fact that La Parca is going to do a match at Triple Mania and CMLL's anniversary show.
Both what the fuck?
So, mass matches.
So CMLL is like, oh, we had announced this big mask versus mask against Rouge, and it's going to, I mean, that's a huge match.
Yeah.
And then, like, oh, he's gonna be in a mask match 3 weeks before that at AAA.
Imagine if he loses. Phoenix
was on that AAA show where Jeff Jarrett won the belt.
Yeah.
And then now he's over on CMLL like a week later. That shit, I don't know, man. That shit doesn't happen down there.
No, it doesn't.
It's crazy. And like everyone's fucking jumping everywhere. Conan's wanted to get to this for a while. You know, it's like, hey, let's fucking help each other out and shit.
And it makes sense, man. It's like you're Mexico, but it's kind of reminiscences of the territory system in the States where guys traveled around. You know, that could be the end goal, and I think it would be healthy.
Yeah, I mean, CMLL, a lot of people don't know it. So somebody asked me about it this week, and it's like, it's the oldest pro wrestling company in the world.
They've been around for over 100 years.
A lot of people don't know that shit.
No, and it's madness, man. It's just the most history of... I would love to get a good English documentary on CMLL.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Somebody do that.
Please.
I should fucking tell Kevin to get somebody to do that. But yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm stoked for Triple Mania. I always liked... I mean, a couple of years ago, there was a really awful one. And obviously, last year, we had that fucking god-awful commentary, but...
Oh, Kevin Gill. What a fart.
Yeah. Someone pitched, like, they wanted him to come on our show, and he hit us. So he's like, yeah, I'd do it. I'm like, oh, God.
He's like, I don't want to.
I don't have any real beef with you, but it's like, you know, you should know that we buried the fuck out of you, like, last week.
Yeah. Buried the fuck out of you, and you're a heat magnet.
Yeah. Well, that's true. What else we got going on? Impact Grand Champion and World Championship have been combined, thank God.
Oh, yeah, that is finally some sense.
You also spoil what you've got coming up on TV, I guess. I don't know.
That's TNA in a nutshell, man.
Yeah.
And I should have brought this up earlier in the UK when we were talking about that, but Mandrews, a.k.a. whatever his name is.
That's not a.k.a.
Mark Andrews. he's out of the tournament due to a elbow injury.
Mandrews, a.k.a. whatever Mandrews. Fuck.
Oh, fuck. That's great.
Yeah, that'd be. So we've got a bunch of the news. Let's find out what we can be looking for in the weather this week with SCL weatherman Stu Hard.
Hello, Jim. I'm supposed to tell you the weather, eh?
Yeah.
Well, Jim, I've always wanted to be a weatherman when I was growing up. But then I stretched out my first asshole on the playground, and that was that got me real ravaged. Well. Well, Jim, Brett, I'm going to tell you the weather, but Brett, he has a cloud, that sad cloud still over Japan, over in Japan, the stars, they're just raining stars, and on cloud 69, we got precipitation on the horizon, yeah. Yeah, with 60% chance it's going to be rain of men. Men with beautiful thighs.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, it's really hot here, Stu. I'll tell you what, it's like 95 out there, and all the cottonwood trees are fucking seeding, so it looks like snow. It's awful.
Well, Jim, could you send me a picture of that, eh? And while you're at it, send me a picture of those beautiful thighs. Actually.
I'm not taking my shirt off and sending you any more pictures, too.
But, okay. Well, any of you guys want to send me pictures of the weather in your thighs, you can send it to 1-800-GET-STRETCHED, fucking hooters.
There you go. It's your weather outlook. You send the pictures to a phone number. Fucking ridiculous. This show's stupid. Awesome.
That was the weather.
Yeah, there you go. Do you have anything else news related?
I don't.
I do not either. Let's move from that. Let's check in with our boy Jared for Jared's hot takes.
Jared's hot takes.
It's that hot time again. It's so hot. It is so fucking hot. I cannot explain to you how fucking hot my takes are about to be, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the blue corner.
CM Punk. That's right. This Saturday, which that's probably really you already listen to this.
It is.
On a Saturday, by that UFC show, go watch CM Punk get his ass kicked the way his lawyer kicked Amon's. Like, that's his name. Dr. Amon's ass in court. That's Jared's hot take number one. CM Punk and Colt Cabana came out the victors in court. This week, the testimony, if you can keep up to it, there's a bunch of Twitter accounts that have been keeping up with it. Basically, the WWE Dr. Amon, a man who sucks dick because he's the worst fucking doctor in the world. Worst doctor in the world.
Allegedly.
He's going
to
sue you.
Motherfucker tried to say that CM Punk damaged his reputation. Dude, you're a fucking weak-ass bullshit doctor working for fake sports. Get the fuck out of here with that reputation shit. What a $4 million. Fuck you. I am so happy CM Punk and Colt Cabana beat you. They got over on you. You fucking piece of shit. This week's Jared's Hot Takes is brought to you by Ocean's 8. It's like Ocean's 11, but like with women. So like good. It's totally different and awesome, but we still had to put Ocean's in front of it because it's a franchise and we need you to come buy it. Ocean's 8. See it because it's broads. Hot take number two. Hot take number two this week is this. Dominion. And again, these hot takes may even be completely irrelevant by the time you hear this. But Dominion, New Japan's SummerSlam, Dominion, this is going to be amazing. Here's my predictions. Jared's hot take prediction is this. Kenny Omega will be your next IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. He will beat Okada at Dominion. 2 out of 3 falls. He gonna take it. That's gonna be his title. He deserves it. I hate, you know what? Fuck that. I hate that phrase. You deserve it. I hate that. Don't strike that from the record. But damn it, he's gonna win that title. Hot take number three. Hot take. Fresh out of the oven. These are hot takes. Hot take here. And we got a hot take here from the reporter live on the sideline here. Hot take is this. I don't give a fuck if you kneel for the national anthem. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Guess what I'm doing during the national anthem when I'm at home? I'm getting a beer. I'm going to go get another hot dog. Fuck that shit. Gonna go complain because some motherfucker's kneeling. By the way, your protest don't mean shit. Let's be honest. All you're doing is virtual signaling. You ain't changing shit. You ain't doing anything for the cause. You took a knee. What did that accomplish? Sorry. It's just how I feel. These are hot takes. These ain't lukewarm takes. These are hot takes. Kneel if you want, but it don't matter. It doesn't matter. It ain't gonna change shit. Again, this week brought to you by Jared's Hot Takes, brought to you by Ocean's 8. Ocean's 8. See it because it's broads. All right, thank you so much, Jim Tyler. That one Burby. Fuck him. Get the fuck out of here with that rap shit. All right, thank you so much for listening to Jared's Hot Takes. Hope they weren't too hot for you. Hope you don't come out of this with a sunburn. And as always, as my good friend Bob Cottle says, wrestling is a sport.
Motherfucker.
It's great. You can follow my boy Jared on Twitter at JaredPPVT2. You can also hear him with me on the Pay-Per-View Take 2 podcast on the Suplex City Limits Network. As I mentioned earlier, Starrcade 99 is up, and it is the broiest show that has ever broed. Bro. Yeah, it is. Is Russo run a fucking muck?
Yeah.
So no, check that out on the Suplex City Limits channel. What's going on with the Federation these days?
Well, we just had our Wild Thing 1990,
and right, I listened to and enjoyed.
Thank you very much. And then we're heading into Capital Combat 1990, which you've already reviewed.
You can get a double header on that, right? You could get a pay-per-view take two of it. You could get the Federation take.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So it's, I can't wait to do the episode. I got a new segment that I'm working on for the show. And, mm-hmm. and in that I'm reading Missy Hyatt's book.
Oh my.
What a read.
What a read.
It's 160 pages.
Big, very large print.
It pictures. Is, it is a very large print. There's pictures. everywhere.
It's like chapter one, I fucked this guy.
Oh, man, there's a lot of that.
Chapter two, I fucked this guy while this guy watched. What the fuck? Had I known we were going to be, you know, in a competition over Capital Combat, I would have tried hard when we did it. Oh, fuck. From there, yeah, we watched Dominion. Yeah, so WWE fans, you know, stick around. We're going to shit on Raw and stuff later. But right now, we want to talk about Dominion.
Who doesn't?
Because we just fucking finished that show before we started, and it was the tits.
It was fantastic. There was a lot to go through to start the show. You know what I mean? You had the junior heavyweight championship match, which was Desperado and Connemara against Roppongi 3K, which, you know what I mean? Whatever.
Yeah. It was a match. I thought they were going to put the show on Yoa over here just because of what they both did in the Super Juniors.
But no.
But no. I was like, you know, because I thought they both did really well in the Super Juniors. And I thought, you know, they're super over.
Yeah. Like the women love them to the point where they've gotten their own erotic book.
Yeah. But, you know, I thought it was a pretty good match. Yeah, Robinson and Finley defeating Yoshihashi and Switchblade.
Yeah. Whatever.
Basically, Juice Robinson pins Jay White and poses with the belt. So, you know, we're going to be getting into that, I imagine, at the G1 special.
Yeah, the Cow Palace, baby.
Did you catch, like, right at the end of the fucking ramp as they're leaving, Robinson and Finley are, like, posing, and Juice just fucking bags him? Right as the camera like cuts away from it, he just hits him right in the fucking nuts, dude.
Probably tried it too.
What a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Fucking begging me on live on pay-per-view.
Fucking, I'm the son of Fit Finley. And I'm getting bagged.
I liked Suzuki and Sabre defeated Ishii and Yano. Really, the only point of this was just Suzuki and Ishii beating the fuck out of each other.
Yeah, and there was a lot of comedy to the point where Tori Yano goes to grab the mohawk of Suzuki like he always does, and it's not there. And he goes to grab it and is like, no! And Suzuki turns around and kicks fucking shit out of him. He's afraid of Zack Sabre Jr., so he hugs the turnbuckle. And so Zack Sabre Jr. climbs the turnbuckle and grabs him in an armbar. It's great stuff.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
It was good. Post-match, there's like a big Suzuki and Ishii brawl. And they get into this slap fight, dude. Holy fuck. Just slapping the shit out of each other back and forth.
Because they can.
Not even like little, like hard as fuck. Jesus. Can you imagine Suzuki just, or Ishii, either one of those motherfuckers, just all out slapping you in the face?
That would be disappointing.
Elgin became the never open weight champion in a match that I'm sure everybody skipped. I know I did.
Until I watched Taichi's entrance, only because his lady friend there is super, super, super pretty.
That's true. We probably should have done our top three somewhere before this.
Well, I mean, we could have. But I mean, I guess we can mention them as they come, I suppose.
Cock suck and fuck. But yeah, Evil and Sonata were the tag champions taking on the Young Bucks.
I really liked this match.
Yeah.
Great showing for the Young Bucks to start their heavyweight title run. And really, it's gearing you up for a heavy Gaijin title holder for Cow Palace. And the Young Bucks end up winning, and they do a great story with the back of Matt trying to lift the heavier opponents. And then his saving grace was always the fact that Nick could do it on his own, and then he gets his foot fucked. It was so good.
The story was awesome. I thought I really did a great job with that. So he's selling the foot. You know, at 1.2, he's supposed to go over the top from the outside, and he fucking can't because of his foot. And, like, super good.
Yeah, I thought it was a good match. And by the end of the show, them winning the titles make a lot of sense.
Yeah, definitely. And two, it's like, you know, everybody was all, oh, those guys are just about spots and this and that, and they can't tell a story and they don't sell, and, you know, and then it's like, oh, okay, you want to see us do that? There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Just lately they've been doing that shit hard, so. They're the best tag team in the world. I put that on Twitter, and some dude with a WWE picture as his profile picture, and hashtag boycott the Wrestling Observer newsletter in his profile, argued with me and said the Usos are a better tag team than him.
That guy probably thinks that everything Bruce Pritchard says on Something to Wrestle With is true, too.
Yeah, exactly. Some other guy was arguing with me, and it's like, he's like, well, I don't watch any of that stuff, so I can't really argue, but seems like that's what the IWC is. Oh, you're always just about whatever the IWC is about. I'm like, do you, by IWC, do you mean people who watch all brands of wrestling? So wouldn't that actually make us more qualified to speak on all wrestling, since we watch all wrestling? Maybe.
I feel like that is a very well fleshed out argument.
The dude is talking about how he never watched the shit, but everyone's trying to say that Omega and Okada are perfection. It's like, okay, dude, so either they are or they're not. Are you going based on people who don't watch its opinion over people who do? Because everyone who watches it pretty much agrees with that.
Yeah. You know, it's
people you're fucking that watch WWE it, smart.
If you are looking for meaning in your wrestling and you're looking for a match that tells a good story, It to me, it's obvious that, you know, one is over the other.
There's just no tag team better than them. I don't care. I'm sorry.
I agree.
We can argue about it on Twitter if you want, at Suplex City Limit. Yeah, I thought this was fucking great. After the match, the Bucks ask Don Callis to be all in. Yes. They need somebody on the headset, they say. So commentary?
Hey.
Streaming?
Possibly. I've also heard Colt Cabana say that he's doing commentary for All In.
Really? Him and Callis?
Maybe. That would be weird.
I could see that. You know, and Callis gets a lot of shit, but I actually really enjoyed Callis on this show.
I will say, I thought after having Chris Sabin do a show, after having Chase Owens do a show,
and Chase Owens fucking commentary.
I did too. But after all that, man, seeing Don Callis come back, it's like, yes, this is it.
Yeah, I thought he made a lot of little fucking like super offensive references in there and shit that I really enjoyed as well.
Just us being us.
Oh, pretty good shit. From there, when we had the Liger, Mysterio, and Tanahashi taking on Skrull, Cody, and Hangman.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio looked good.
He did.
I thought, what did you feel out of this match we were going to get Rey Mysterio doing next? Did you feel there was anything hinted?
I was hoping coming into it that would be like Mysterio and Skrull or something, but it really didn't. I didn't really get much of anything out of that.
The only thing I got out of it was the fact that Skrull was avoiding Rey so badly.
Yeah.
That they I think, they should be pointing towards Skrull and Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
But other than
I don't
that,
know who it was. Somebody on our Twitter proposed like a mask versus hair. I'm like, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like, imagine what Skrull could do with a shave, like, you know, having to shave his hair and shit. He could really do something with that.
He could. I agree. Have to run it through Deonna Purrazzo first.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd like to see that for the G1 special, but I don't know if we'll get there.
I don't know.
Callis called Cody a pansexual narcissist. That was pretty awesome.
Pansexual narcissist.
Fucking awesome. And I'm sorry, I know that it's fashionable to hate Cody Rhodes, but I think he's fucking great. I'm sorry.
I'm with you, man. It took me a long time.
You're supposed to not like him. I think that's maybe it's just like
he's
you know,
just that good of a heel. That's why
it might be right. I don't know. There's this whole idea like, well, he doesn't have crazy 5-star matches all the time. He doesn't fucking need to. He's got a character.
That's not the heel's job. The heel's job is not to wow the crowd.
Right. Well, and also he's got a fucking great character, so yeah. You don't have to do that.
No, it's some smoke and mirrors. Who's a better wrestler, Chris Jericho or Cody Rhodes? You know what I mean? They're both like they're both at different points of time in their career.
You say but, it's only smoke and mirrors to you? Isn't that what this old song had in it? Whose song was that?
Oh, it is. It is Cody Rhodes' song.
Yeah, you said smoke and mirrors, and I was like, oh. There you go. Yeah, that is a good match, though, man.
Yeah, it was.
Cody pins Liger at the crossroads.
This is the obvious way out.
Oh, yeah.
Can't pin Tanahashi. You can't have Cody, Hangman, or Skrull come close to pinning Tanahashi. And they're not going to pin Rey Mysterio.
I thought they'd just have the faces go over here. I mean, I thought that was, like, almost guaranteed.
Me too.
Yeah. I thought it was good, though. Rey really looked pretty good. Still, he's still fast. You know, a lot of old guys not fast anymore.
No, I agree. He's good. Fast. And the New Japan mesh with his mask. Oh,
yeah.
Dude, I love that.
Yeah, he's got like that goat thing going on with like the, but it has a lucha mask before. It's the like, greatest luchador of all time. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and then there's the, just how it's a New Japan symbol on one side. And it's right. The Rey mask on the other. I thought that was dope. I'd like that t-shirt too. Wouldn't mind having that.
There you go. I'm sure you can fucking buy it.
I'm sure I can.
And then from there, what? Momo Takahashi defending the Osprey defending the Junior Heavyweight Championship against Takahashi.
Yes, who came out with his Best of the Super Juniors trophy and using his other hand as the broken wing.
Yeah, this is one of our top three matches of the week here.
Oh, easily. This match was so fun.
But that flip that Osprey did off the ramp.
He
jumped so far.
He did. And it looked like he just landed so fucking hard.
Yeah. It's like the missus sleeping in the house and I'm watching it early this morning. I was like, oh! out here just getting popped fucking every couple minutes watching these matches.
Yeah. And this was a toss-up, too, as well, with the Ishimori match from the Best of the Super Juniors final, which was another fantastic match.
I think that's also top three. Yeah, Takahashi, Ishimori. Too.
Yes, yeah. You're right.
Good idea. Another top three. For me, yeah, it seems like pointless now to talk about the Super Juniors. I guess we talk about that from the Best of the Super Juniors, that Takahashi did beat Ishimori in a fantastic match.
Yes.
A match Takahashi that, went down the fucking stairs and shit.
Oh, the Hurricane Rana? Yeah. Buddy, that was some stuntman shit right there.
Yeah, dude. But in this match, you know, this match was really good too. I thought I popped for Osprey saying, fuck you, little cunt. That was good.
And did you see before when they were doing the press conference for this?
I did not.
Takahashi is talking about how he was calling that triangle choke the D, right? And he was gonna give Will Ospreay the D. Yeah. And Will Ospreay is just like, man, why you gotta call it the D, right? It's like, you know, it's like us English guys, it's like you're gonna give me the dick. It's like, sure, man, dicks are nice, I don't mind dick, but like I don't want to get the dick. I'm just like, man, this is your press conference. Holy shit. Osprey pulled me to his side a little bit on that one. I liked it.
Also worth noting that Stormbreaker into Code Red. How fucking great was that?
I thought somebody was going to die. I came into this match thinking that somebody might die because it was Takahashi who, and Osprey, of course, that were going to try to do everything they could to top the Ishimori and Osprey match.
Yeah. I have one complaint about this
match. I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I have one complaint on this match. Osprey hits the ropes. He's going for something. And Takahashi comes too quickly, throws him over the rope. And then Osprey sells hanging kind of over the rope long enough for Takahashi to come and do the power jump over. You know, sunset power bomb.
Oh, yeah. I know what spot you're talking about. A little bit of flawed logic there.
All he did is he tossed you over the ropes, and you're going to sell long enough for him to come do that? I didn't like that.
Yeah, no, I get you. I get you for sure. It's much like the apron tombstone that we were talking about before. You know, like I think it was last week where they took an apron tombstone and went and rolled inside and got pinned instead of rolling outside. If the pin's not going to get it, then why devalue the move?
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't take away from the fact, obviously, that this match was fantastic. But, you know, I like to show that we won't just, like, accept everything that they do in New Japan, you know?
No, we don't just suck all the dicks.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll question them and say, like, you should remove some hair there. You know, razor.
What do you think about? So yeah, Takahashi wins there, becomes the new junior heavyweight champion.
Yes,
flipping belts like a motherfucker on this show, dude.
I think only one title didn't change.
Yeah.
So
the heavyweight tag.
Yeah. No. The
junior. The junior. Sorry.
Yeah, the junior tag didn't change. But and you're looking at it too. Lost to Grenoble, has lost the tag titles, but they gained the light heavyweight title, and more on in the next match. But I feel like this was a coming out party for Hiromu Takahashi. This whole last couple of weeks have just been, you know, we all knew he was good, but now it's like, oh no, he's great.
Yeah, he's fucking great. And from there we had what, Jericho and Naito defending the Intercontinental Championship.
And they make note that Jericho has won the Intercontinental Championship in other companies many, many, many times.
Hmm. Jericho comes out in a Clockwork Orange style getup.
Yes. That's as soon as I seen it, I was like, huh, I haven't seen that movie in years.
Right. That was all right.
Yeah.
It's a little weird, you know? But
yeah, I mean, it's a little, I don't know. I feel like it's something that's been done so much.
Yeah.
People's go-to is the Clockwork Orange. I was like, be a little bit more original. But then again, a guy that sings 80s hair metal, how original can you be? When you're, he's original in wrestling for the most part, but.
Yeah.
Can't hear him.
Match started off quick. Jericho with the ironic Pearl Harbor on Naito.
Even though he's from Canada.
Oh, fuck. Well, still work. And they just rolled outside. And, you know, I was thinking it before Callis said it, but I was glad he did. Jericho is Bruiser Brody, man. That's all he is. He's Bruiser Brody here.
Essentially, yeah, you're right.
He's just a fucking madman. And that's he's just throwing them through tables. And fucking, it was awesome, dude. I enjoyed it.
I never thought about it like that. That's a really good analogy. He is like the 21st century's Bruiser Brody.
That's exactly what he is, dude. And he's a fucking madman. I love it. He goes, at one point, he DDTs him on a fucking table and then goes over and like signs an autograph.
Signs an autograph on the announcer's notes.
Grabs
the video camera and gives the finger.
Yeah, why didn't they cut to that camera?
It's not just, this not the WWE, you know what I mean? They don't have the foresight to do it. I'm sure if Jericho was in the WWE and he was doing that gimmick where he takes cameras, as soon as they would take a camera, they'd cut to that camera. But New Japan, where they don't have people work the cameras, you know what I mean? Like, people aren't looking for the camera. I'm going to sell to that camera. The camera's just usually in the right spot. So they go to the camera that's focusing on Jericho, and it's like, no, we've got the shot of Jericho now. He's got the camera. Right. And then he goes to give it the finger, and it's like, oh, we should have done that. If we had the hindsight to do it, we should have. But
yeah, if WWE did it, it would be live on Facebook, brought to you by Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Instant replay.
Right now on Facebook Live, brought to you by Mountain Dew.
Chris Jericho's middle finger.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought this was fucking awesome. Earlier this week, people were talking about it. I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if Jericho took the belt here. And
I was shocked. I didn't think it was going to happen because I was a firm believer that Jericho's not going to run a U.S. show with New Japan. But then I read that Vince McMahon has been giving him all the blessing in the world to do this.
Yeah.
So.
Very interesting, man. And I don't know what's going to happen. Like, how is he going to do? Maybe he's not going to do a fucking regular match. You know, I mean, he's just going to do these crazy fucking Bruiser Brody brawls.
Hey, why not? And I think they hinted at who was going to be his next challenger at the Cow Palace. I'm pretty sure it's going to be Evil. And if you think about it, it's pretty ingenious, if you ask me.
Yeah.
You have Evil, who had the tag titles to go into it. So he was at this certain level. He loses them to the Young Bucks. That elevates the Young Bucks. Naito, his partner in crime, has the IC title, loses it to Chris Jericho, starts getting beaten down, comes to the aid of his partner, and now you have Evil going to take on Jericho, maybe at the Cow Palace. And the fact that Evil would beat Jericho just makes Evil just this king. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, boom, you've got a upper mid fucking star right there.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of Evil, though.
Oh, I love Evil.
I don't know. Maybe I just need to fucking... It's just a dude I haven't come around on, I guess. But I love that when he does come out for the save, Jericho gets out and grabs a mic and he's like, who are you? Yeah.
Exactly. And that just makes the story so much better, is that he don't even know who the fuck this guy is. Yeah. And the fact that this nobody that he doesn't even know would beat him at the Cow House, just, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's such a good story.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio teaming up with Tanahashi and Liger, Chris Jericho winning a fucking the Intercontinental belt, both of those things in New Japan 2018. Like, what the fuck? What a time to be alive.
And the open, Jim, the open to the show, did you watch that?
Were they
but the new CEO?
Oh, yeah, I saw some of that.
What a odd open. This is like, this Japanese company is just like focusing on this Dutch person. Just like,
yeah, but he's lived in Japan a bunch, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, he lived in Japan when he turned 8 and moved away for university and came back to work.
At 8?
No, that's when he moved to Japan, and he moved out of Japan to go to university.
Yeah, I guess he speaks like 6-7 languages or something, so yeah. That's good enough for me, man. Like, if you're like, I speak 7 languages, you're like, well, dude, you obviously got the job, motherfucker.
No shit. Yeah. It's like, oh, you can speak Japanese and English fluently? And, oh, and 4 other? Oh, dude, yeah.
What other ones?
No business? You got no business? You've never done that before? I don't care. No, you can speak all the languages. You're good, man.
Yeah. Well, that was good. At first, at the end of the match, too, Jericho pulled his like leather belt off and started whipping him. And I was like, oh, man, maybe his next match will end up being like a strap match, but probably not.
Who knows? Maybe.
I was like, that might be the kind of thing that, you know, would fit into Jericho's kind of wheelhouse here, right? I mean, he's had all these, he had a no DQ match and did all this shit before the belt started. The strap match might work out, so.
It could?
I don't know. They didn't plant much for that. I thought they could have. You know, with him using that shit, if Evil and him would have fucking went back and forth with it a little bit, whipping each other, maybe you could have went that way.
Yeah. But the fact that they didn't almost makes it a forethought that maybe they'll go with Evil, but the next match against Naito, which you know he's going to have another match against Naito, he has to.
You would think so.
Will be could be a strap match.
Yeah. Do you also see that Impact is now on the Jericho Cruise?
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. Everybody's just working everywhere.
It's Don Callis.
Yeah. I was just, everyone's working everywhere. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, and I agree. Mexico, Japan. WWE is still very rigid. It's just because Jericho doesn't have a contract. So.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, they used Ray too, right? Ray was just at that Royal Rumble shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Crazy. And then we have the main event due for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. Still, I always mention it. I love the video of past champions.
Oh,
and I feel like if WWE did that, maybe they would think twice about putting the belt on dumb as fuck guys. Like, oh yeah, maybe we shouldn't fucking, you know, make Mabel a champion or something. Was Mabel a champion? He probably wasn't. No. But, you know, you get the point. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Why, Jack Swagger? The Rolling Stones, baby.
Yeah, if you were thinking like, well, we do that fucking the package before where we have to show every former champion. Do we want this lispy motherfucker to be on here? Probably not.
Yeah, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stones. Fuck you.
It's crazy, too, because like, the Rolling Stones weren't even there.
Dude. Did he jump in Jack Flash or something? I don't fucking know.
Oh, fucking hell.
Was that the UK? where he said that?
He was. I don't know. It was a one-off promo. He got traded from one brand to another, did one promo, was never seen again or something like that.
I wear a fucking like a wallet with a chain and stuff. Yes. It's just like, whatever, dude, but maybe not the ring. And I heard he makes at least a small appearance in Lucha Underground, and I was like, dude, you guys lost. I mean, I'm a huge Lucha Underground fan, but that kind of fucking...
Yeah, that kind of weirds me out.
I don't like that. And I guess he debuted for MLW this week, and I'm like, eh. Good thing I'm not watching that shit anymore. Jack Swagger.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. I think any company that has Jack Swagger is just a waste of time. Yeah. To be completely honest with you, I don't really want to do it.
Yeah, waste of time, motherfucker. Omega with Ibushi taking on Okada.
With Gedo.
I don't know. Go ahead. Tell me your thoughts.
I remember when I was telling you how I broke down the match and when I think the pinfalls will happen. Yeah. How I was almost so close to being perfectly right. The first pinfall, Okada pinned Kenny Omega at 28 minutes, 47 seconds. On the G1, Kenny Omega beat Okada at 24 minutes and 40 seconds. So this was basically from the get-go, Okada could not beat Kenny as quick as Kenny could beat Okada. So that gives you one thing right there. It's like, oh, shit. Okay, so that's one for Kenny Omega, even though Okada got the victory. And then you had the second fall, which was Kenny beat Okada at 47 minutes and 47 seconds. And at Wrestle Kingdom 11, Okada beat him at 46 minutes. So this is again, it's like, oh, fuck, I couldn't beat you as fast as you beat me at Wrestle Kingdom 11. And then, of course, the final fall will come at 64 minutes, which was longer than Dominion, which was 60 minutes. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're fucking nailed that shit.
Yeah, almost.
I thought they ruined the show almost. After the first fall, Okada's name pops up, and I'm like, oh no, dude, did somebody just accidentally fucking play that?
They it took me out like of it three a little different bit. Matches. It was great, though. Once you look at it, you know what I mean? With the 2 minute difference.
Yeah, but they popped it up there, and Callis is like, got that off the screen. And I'm like, oh, no, did they just shit the bed?
Yeah.
And, you know, is Okada going to win this match? So it actually kind of took me out of it for a little bit.
I get it, yeah. But like, once you see that when Kenny got the pin and Kenny's name came up, it's like, okay. Sure. Okay, I get it.
I was like, okay, I'm fucking in.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this isn't, you know, a lot of people fucking predicted this. Jared obviously did. We did.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't beat him anymore. If you're... plan is to do anything really with Omega in the future. He had to win here. He couldn't lose again.
Exactly. You can't lose the viable rubber match. You know what I mean? And expect to do business later on. That's just not how it works. Especially, it's
a perfect decision.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you look at the heavy Gaijin championship numbers now. And when I seen all those title changes, I was like, oh, Kenny's not winning. Okada's going to win. There's no way they're going to change all these titles. But they did.
I was prepared to come on here and bitch and just be like, because I was sick of the Okada thing, man. I was like, I'm done with this. I was done with it for a while already.
I wasn't all the way there, but you know, it was starting to grow a little bit stale. But you know, it was one of those things where you're watching this match and it's like, okay, this is either make or break. It's either Kenny wins now or he's just that guy. He's just a Gaijin that's a good hand.
Yeah. Either he wins now or he keeps tagging with Ibushi until the end of the year and leaves in January. You know?
And like, then we get shitty matches in WWE.
Oh, God.
Fuck.
So, yeah, I mean, this was a great match. I'm sure I haven't really looked around much, but I'm sure people are buzzing about it being a match of the year contender.
I might get shit for this, but I'm going to say... this right now, as of right now today, just watching it, it's up there one of my favorite matches of all time.
So.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that. Oh. I'm gonna say that.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I think it's definitely match of the year.
Oh, for sure,
candidate. So,
for sure,
we'll see, man. I really enjoyed it. Good shit. Omega goes over. And yeah, like you said, too, just a great idea here because he's super over there and you're expanding, trying to expand. He's the perfect guy, man.
Yep. No, I agree.
He's post the perfect match. Guy, Jin.
Guy, how are you, Sly? He's also Canadian. Canadian's IWGB champions. Fuck you.
Yeah. Cody came out and kind of stood there and then turned his back and walked away because the Young Bucks kind of reunited here. And you can already buy yourself a Golden Elite t-shirt.
Yes. Which at the the press conference, Kenny Omega, he coined them as the Golden Elite. And he proclaimed that before he used his hatred towards all the haters in the world, the people that said he wasn't the best, he would use that hate to win the match. But when he would go up against Okada, that hatred wasn't enough. So then he harnessed the love around him in the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega. And that's what helped him win the title. He said
interesting.
That, he said that this is not over between him and Okada, so we'll get that again at some point in time. But hopefully not for a while yet. But
there you go. It's funny because Golden Elite is Golden Elite Deco Center in Quebec. They have three locations.
Oh,
so that's pretty funny. If you Google that, that's what you're going to get. So I don't know how they can do with the trademark on that or how that works or the name, but
they could,
are selling.
If they don't have if like the Golden Elite Deco Place don't have it trademarked for merchandising, they can easily do it.
There you go. Well, they're doing it already. Well, there's a lot of people already fucking buying their shirts. So I like that too. I like the idea of the Golden Elite, the Bucks, Ibushi, and Omega together. That could be something.
Omega says I'm the IWGB champion. The Young Bucks, they're the best tag team in the world. They're the heavyweight champion. And Kota is a handsome, strong athlete.
Yeah.
I popped hard. It's like he's going to kiss him after this match.
Dude. Are those dudes gay together? Come, let's get down to it. I think they are.
Are we talking from the heart? Do I think they are?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I think they're gay together too, man.
And if they're not, this is the greatest con of all time. It is,
right?
Though.
You know, talk what I mean? About a fucking work, right? Because we all think they are.
Yeah. And if they're not, man, Jim Cornette has to get up and give a standing applaud.
So 10 years from now, Kanabushi's like, no, I'm totally into pussy.
Yeah,
like,
dude, fuck, dude, I just like big, fat white women.
Yeah.
I like to do the golden triangle off the bedpost into the pussy.
Pussy tastes delicious. Delicious.
Delicious. English.
And that was your show, man.
Yeah.
It was good. It was
a fucking great show. The whole thing clocks in at like 5 hours.
Yeah. Pretty long.
But on the other hand, you know, you don't have to watch it all.
You don't think Money in the Bank's going to be fucking 5 hours?
Money in the Bank will be 5 hours if you count the pre-show. It will be.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a four-hour show with a one-hour pre-show. That's just the way
it is. This is what a big show should be.
Yeah.
A big wrestling show, like Jared had said, this is basically their SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. You've got title changes. You've got surprises. You've got tons of great matches. This is a pro wrestling pay-per-view, not fucking Money in the Bank or something.
No. I would go with probably it's in the running for best show of the year so far.
It is fucking, yeah. What else would be up there? Wrestle Kingdom?
That's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I think this is show of the year so far, man. This is tons of good shit on here.
Could very well be. I can't argue.
And yeah, this was obviously our other top three match of the week. So
obviously.
There you go.
You don't have a guy saying match of the year and favorite match of all time without thinking, oh, that's got to be top three.
Just clarifying in case we have anybody who's slow out there. I think that's going to do it for that. Do you want to do a break here?
Sure, man.
All right.
I can live with that.
God, do I want to go outside?
Just like throw a wet towel over your head.
I'll go out and smoke. I'll turn on my air conditioner while I'm out smoking. All right, man, I'll be back.
Okay.
You know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, from here, let's go into some WWE. As you know, the shows have lost their music, or their intro music on the show. At this point, I think they've lost their identity. We're going to put them together. We're just going to talk about WWE in general.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's, I don't know what it is. Well, I mean, they've been on a slow decline for years, but to me, it just feels like it's hit a wall, and it's,
yeah.
You can watch it, but you gain nothing from watching it. Even if you just seen what happened, that's all you need to know. Because there's nothing in the, there's nothing between the lines. There's nothing to try to read into. It's literally wrestling for the lowest common denominator. And it's, we're going to put everything out in the open so that you know everything that's going on. We're going to keep it bullet point where there's nothing that can be convoluted. There's nothing that can have a lot of substance. It's just straight up storylines as basic as time. And it's boring as fuck.
Otunga was on commentary on Raw. Oh, man.
What a shame.
Yeah, they had a tag match with Rollins and Reigns. I love it. Elias just DDT onto a chair directly in front of the ref. The referee's right there.
Yeah.
Hits his finish, pins the Intercontinental Champion, and the most fucking over dude in the company.
It is a match with Jinder Mahal and Elias. It's you knew from the get go you weren't going to get a good match. It's like whatever.
Back. What else we got? Back from commercial with Bruce Pritchard was in the crowd. Like really?
And do you hear about the squabbling that television show has caused?
Yeah, they did not release a new episode this week due to creative differences. It's the WWE CW version, so I don't know.
They want to do a true version, or at least Conrad does, and he won't sign off on it until it's what he wants it to be. Which, I mean, good for him. At least somebody goes into the WWE and refuses to sell their narrative.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Kurt Hawkins.
The jobber of all jobbers. Jobs out to a jobber.
Yeah. James Harden. Okay. They're in Houston here. James Harden is a player on the Houston Rockets. So they named this guy James Harden.
Yeah. Good. Good, guys. Good. Good job. What do you think of Baron Corbin as the constable?
Fucking ridiculous.
It's weird. I will admit.
Yeah.
That's all I can really say about it. It's do you have nothing else for this guy other than to be a constable, which by the way, sounds like he should come out with a small cowboy hat and a badge.
It's the guy who can't talk and is charismaless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, pretty, they pushed him so hard. Former Money in the Bank winner. He's not a constable of Raw.
Yeah, pretty fucking awful. Yeah, Corbin's backstage, and he's got a note from Mom, so he's a constable. Mom says, I'm the sheriff. You got to play with me. You also see Natalya doing the worst shadow boxing of all time with Ronda Rousey. Oh, man. And this whole Natalya Nia Jax thing was abysmal.
Man, that was definitely, easily the worst match I've seen all week. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Oh, my God. With Rousey on commentary.
And you know what else
right
I can say?
Right for the picking is something my husband says to me all the time.
What did you say? Right for the picking is something my husband has to say.
So she said twice. After commercials, they come back, she says it again.
Oh, yeah. Man. Never. I didn't think that somebody could be worse than... she is like the embodiment. She is Booker T, David Otunga, and the coach combined. In commentary skill.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just Natalya hurts her knee, air quotations hurts her knee, and loses key. And then Nia's like heel last week, but here she's trying to be concerned, and backstage later she's concerned. What is going on, dude?
Two words. Big Show.
God damn.
Big people can't control their emotions.
Yeah.
Because they're flawed in Vince's mind. Which, I mean, yeah, I guess.
But Strowman kills Rude. Rumors is, even before this, that Vince is done with the Rude shit.
Hey, why would he not be? You know what I mean?
Well, that's our own fault. Oh, this guy comes out of NXT, is a great character, a great heel. There's some depth to him. Nah, he's just a face. Nothing else. He's just, he comes out and that's it. Yeah. No, so
that's his deal, man.
Renee interviewed the tag team champions. We had a 7-team tag battle royal.
Which, Jim, I don't give a flying fuck about the tag team battle royal. The only thing I want to ask you is, do you think this tag team division can be rebuilt?
Oh, God.
It's bad. I mean,
it could be, but it won't be. B-team win. So you can buy their t-shirt for $25 on WWE.com.
Or you can go to Walmart and buy a Hanes shirt for $8 for a pack of three and just scribble your own B on it.
Yeah. Or you could take $25 and flush it down the fucking toilet.
Or $25 and buy an SCL t-shirt or a Federation t-shirt. One of the two.
Yeah, no shit. Again, no authors of pain on the show.
Nope. I don't know if they'd be on main event or not, but...
And Ziggler gets eliminated, and they kind of tease a little bit with the McIntyre-Ziggler breakup. All right. Gives a fuck, man.
Yeah. It's like, what kind of... It's like they try for a minute to get Dolph Ziggler over to a certain degree and then have him job out to these fucking losers.
Dude. And the awful segments continue. Bobby Lashley comes out dressed like a fucking mannequin at an Old Navy. Like, who are the white people who'd fucking dress this guy? Unbelievable the shit he was wearing.
His mother dressed him, I'm sure, because she dressed him like most mothers dress their babies. He looked like a giant baby.
And this shit, you know, it's like Zane had a good delivery on it, but the material was just shit.
Yeah. Zane was saying the words with conviction. He was saying them right, but the words did not fit. Yeah. The words did not hold levity.
And dude, that's the fucking Bobby Lashley. It's just, they brought this guy in. He's big. He can still work. I mean, he could have been a guy you put in the main event picture right away, and they've just shit the bed. This is in my, I added it to my list of nominations for worst angle of the year.
Oh, that's
up there with Bayley and Sasha.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. This is garbage.
It's up there with Bayley and Sasha and AJ every and other
Nakamura,
every other fucking angle from WWE.
Bullshit.
Yeah. I love this backstage segment though for its stupidity. Mahal and Reigns are arguing on camera, and Reigns is like, open the fucking mind you, and then like walks five steps, like it's like 10 seconds. He goes down the hall. He's right there.
He goes down the hall to find Jinder Mahal.
Yeah. Conveniently, he's like 15 seconds away. Yeah. And then they brawl again. They brawl backstage, and yeah. Good deal.
Garbage.
In a women's match, speaking of garbage, the Bayley was extra sloppy for you.
Garbage is right.
Bayley, who's not even in the match, gets the pin. And this match sucked. It was awful.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's not. They're not even trying. It's just, let's put all the women together.
Yeah. Corbin, tries to uphold the law, makes Angle go take the win away from them. This is where we're going, dude. There's another heel authority figure. All right.
Yeah.
If I can't, because this is different, man. It's like, if I can't come on the show and be a cunt and ruin the show, I got to find somebody who can.
So let's take the balding guy with the weird belly button that everybody hates and get him to ruin the show.
Yeah. And those other girls just like are mad at Bayley. They leave. They're like, well, fuck you, Bayley. From there, a very tall, bearded Special Olympian talked about the Special Olympics with a bunch of his fellow competitors on the stage.
Did you see the video of a kid asking Big Show a question?
No.
And Big Show shuts and they're in this like convention, and he's Big Show speaking, and people are asking questions, right? So this kid, he starts asking him a question. I couldn't pick out what he was saying, but the Big Show reacts in a way, "I'm not putting you over, kid." And the kid just looks at his father with his tears filling up in his eyes. And he's like, "Why is the Big Show being mean to me?" Yeah. And that's when the video ends.
Great. Your main event, Ballard Owens. That was, you know, I mean, whatever. Ended in a DQ, which is dumb.
It was a good match for WWE television. It paled in comparison to the juniors that were, I believe, that day. That's when the finals were. It's like, man.
Owens gets a DQ for not stomping a stomp. Then he goes up to the fucking ladder. He wants to jump off, but he's too afraid. Then he goes down more, still too afraid.
He's a comedy. He's a comedy guy now. Obviously,
just sign this guy to 5 more years. 5 more years of this, boys.
Yep.
God. It's the third DQ of the show, by the way. So, yeah.
And really, honestly, the more and more I learn about Kevin Owens, is the more and more it's like, well, I mean, he's never watched Japanese wrestling. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't. He's admitted to all that stuff. He does. So, him doing whatever the WWE wants him to do, that's his dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, whatever.
Well, you make a fat cash. You broke your ass. You did all your artistic shit back in the fucking day.
Yeah.
If you want to see him do something awesome, fucking go watch, you know, go watch him in Generico.
Yeah.
Or watch along and listen to Pay-Per-View Take Two where I watch that. So, yeah, SmackDown Live. what do you think, man? Carmella starts the show, huh?
Yeah, I mean, she just whined and did shit that annoys me. It confuses me as to whether or not she's just a good heel or I just don't want to see her. And the fact that I think she's attractive and I still want to change the channel might say a lot.
Yeah. Asuka takes on Deville and Rose in a handicap match with Carmella on commentary.
Another go fuck me segment.
Yeah. Pretty shitty. And Carmella, they end up like laying her out. So Carmella poses over a fallen Asuka. Backstage, The Miz, he dipped his hand in a top hat full of New Day's jizz. So, I mean, that's a pretty good trick. I know we used to do that one all the time. You have somebody reach into a hat and then you blindfold them and then you put a fucking, you have a hat full of your cum and you put it out there. It's always good for a laugh.
Until somebody grabs it and stuffs it in their vagina.
Yeah.
It's well, like, now I have your babies.
Just all three of them. Yeah. Just a fucking, a goulash of fucking strong black man fucking sperm. Yeah.
Since we're talking about WWE, we can call it a goulash of sperm.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good here, though, too, because like Kofi forgot his line and Woods saved the day for him. That was good. And I like Big E's reaction. So like him, Miz, you know, reaching in the top hat of jizz was dumb, but Big E's reaction was amazing. Like it was enough to save it for me.
He's so got great excited. Facials.
Yeah. So does Woods. Ask Paige. Anderson rolls up Harper. Yep. How did this guy in crazy fucking shape all of a sudden?
I know, right? Just out of the blue. Just
it's like out of the blue. He's like, oh, I got abs now. What the fuck? Well, yeah.
Hey, man, I guess a hot Asian wife. She demands it, I guess.
Yeah. So after the Bludgeon Brothers defeat the club at Money in the Bank, hopefully we can get our dream match. Bludgeon Brothers versus Hammer Brothers. Hammer on a pole match.
Who's the Hammer Brothers?
Yeah, the Hammer Brothers from Mario. From Super Mario Brothers.
I gotcha.
The two dude, green dudes who throw hammers are the Hammer Bros.
I gotcha.
Fucking awesome. It's the match everybody wants.
You can have it a scaffold match, too, because you know how the Hammer Bros are always on those weird elevated platforms.
So, like, one's above the other one?
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, buddy. And then there's a pole, and there's a fucking hammer at the top. Yeah, say what you will, but at least the Hammer Brothers use their hammers. You
know? That's true. They killed me many a times when I was a kid.
Sort of be said for that. Lana and English took on Naomi and Jimmy Uso. And then Lana and Naomi were goddamn awful together.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't understand the fact of why couldn't Rusev be here? Why did Rusev have to be in that six-man tag?
Who knows?
It just makes no sense to have a husband and wife take on a wife and best friend.
Yeah. Uso pins English. English sells the throat.
Yeah, it can't hurt the moneymaker.
So, like, what's the thing that got this guy over? He sings? All right, well, now he can't sing anymore.
Yeah. Awesome. Come on.
Fuck yeah.
Tell me why I shouldn't watch anymore.
They had a contract signing. Luckily, it was backstage, which if you're going to do a contract signing, which please don't, but if you're going to, at least don't do it in the middle of the ring.
That's true.
And there's Dean Malenko signing, Suplex City Limits Hall of Famer.
There was. The Ice Malenko. Man.
That's probably the coolest part of this whole show.
It was, you know? It really was. The fact first I seen Adam Pearce. I was like, who's that guy next? I was like, holy fuck. It's the man of 1,000 holds.
So my favorite, it's between Miz putting his hand in a hat full of jizz and Dean Malenko flashing on the screen for my favorite moments of SmackDown this week.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Becky and Charlotte try to show everybody how awesome they are to fucking lukewarm response. I mean, it just didn't work, dude.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to come on and do all these awesome spots. And then they didn't.
We're also going to do that junior spot between Will Ospreay. And who was it? Will Ospreay and...
Ospreay and Takahashi. Flip?
Ospreay and Flip. You're right. Ospreay and Flip, where they both kick each other and hold on to and bounce around.
Yep. They completely lifted that spot. I thought that was pretty funny. I'm like, who here was watching that? You know, I don't know who.
Yeah, I don't know.
Becky Lynch, maybe?
Maybe. I could see it.
Definitely not Charlotte Flair.
No.
Maybe Dean Malenko?
Maybe. Fuck.
That was funny, though. I was like, oh, they're stealing spots.
Who's the woman's agent now? Or, you know, because I know it used to be Fit Finley for a long time, but he's not there anymore.
No idea. Cass had a shitty interview.
Boy, did he ever. And then Daniel Bryan has an interview on WWE.com that overshadows it so much and is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, dude, they still got this, like, Sin Cara and Almas thing. Like, what the fuck is this? Hot feud. Bring this guy into a hot feud.
Yeah.
By dusting off Sin Cara. I mean, they could have a good match if they get time and shit. They won't, but...
No. But, I mean, like we talked about before, it's not even the same Sin Cara. It's not the Sin Cara that he knows.
I don't know if he knows this one, too, or what.
He probably doesn't. I don't know. It's Hunico. He's been WWE for years. He rode a bike with fucking one half of the Gorillas of Destiny, and that felt like a decade ago.
Yeah. You may have to check, but I'm pretty sure all Mexicans know each other. I'll have to ask fucking J. Orduna or something. He's listening right now, popped fucking in the office or whatever. he's the first Spanish, first Mexican dude I think of. I know he is. He's like, I'm actually fucking Irish.
I just got a good tan.
Yeah, dude. my grandparents named me fucking Jorge after something else. And the main event I thought was actually really good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'll agree with you on that one. The match was fun.
New Day were fucking great in this. Kofi does that crazy like trust dive. It looked like he was gonna jump in, but he jumped back and it's fucking cool, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be it's fun. You know what's not gonna be fun, Jim?
Yeah.
There's a big truck driving by my house. But next week, Paige hosts the Women's Summit.
A Women's Summit.
On SmackDown.
I better. Can we pause right here so I can go and set my DVR up? Paige here.
It's the Women's Summit. We're going to practice. I'm practicing.
I mean, if I want to see that chick, the only time I want to see her is like, naked or getting fucked by two dudes or something.
Yeah.
Miz hits Rusev and Joe with pancakes. They fuck him up and bail. Big E pins Miz. You got to believe it's Big E going into this fucking match. It should be. And to me, Big E's a perfect guy to carry a briefcase.
Oh, dude, imagine all the things he'll take out of that briefcase. You know what I mean?
To me, I think Big E is a champion. I think you make him a top guy and have the other ones with him, and they can still tag. Good shit.
Yeah, I agree.
They wouldn't do that.
Probably not, no. That would be amazing.
That was SmackDown. So there's, what, one good match really being among them? I can't put Owens and Balor as a good match because it had a stupid fucking DQ ending.
It's true. And it made Owens look like a fool.
And NXT, I don't know. NXT's most handsome woman, Shayna Baszler, was out.
In a pretty button-up shirt.
I just see and
by
hear.
Pretty, I mean manly. A pretty manly button-up shirt.
I just hear a 14-year-old boy when she's out there.
She's Baron Corbin's little sister, man.
Yeah.
That's the perfect gimmick for her.
Kid's sister.
Yeah.
She's fucking awful. Nikki Cross is out. They brawl. TM61 beat some jobbers. We're back to that.
Yeah. Mike Hughley and Robbie Grand.
They are now the Mighty. So they're not TM61 now.
They should be the Mighty Don't Kneel, but
whatever. Should be.
Like, how better of a name is TMDK?
Yeah. Yeah, it's way better. Strong and Birch had a match. I thought it was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, two great workers. Two guys that are doing well.
Yes. Birch got the win on the distraction, so...
He finally signed Strong that contract, see? Strong got the win. Sorry. Yeah.
But they had done attacks, and you know everybody kind of got in there. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
They set up Ono and EC3 for next week.
They also set up O'Reilly and Dunn for a match at the United Kingdom Championship.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sane defeated Lacey Evans, so she wins two out of the three matches they've had. Big fucking deal.
Thank God she did.
Well, right. And then at the end, you had Ciampa and Gargano in a big fucking pull apart brawl.
Yeah, just fucking giving the Gargano lock, ripping his arm off on the stage.
Ciampa like cut his fucking head open. You see the pictures he posted? It's all stapled shut.
I didn't see the pictures, no, but I did see a little bit of blood.
Oh, yeah, there was definitely blood. Yeah, they had to staple his head back together.
Jesus Christ.
So that looks pretty good.
Oh, no. Tommaso Ciampa cut his head. Oh, no.
So they're going to have a Chicago street fight, a takeover, which is going to be the show of the weekend next weekend.
Oh, obviously, without a fucking doubt.
I don't know. Are we... I mean, are we going to preview it then?
Takeover a Friday?
Saturday.
It's a Saturday?
Yeah. Oof. It'll be like a fucking... Yeah, it's a weird for our recording. And we'll talk about it next week more.
We'll figure it out from here and then.
That's the spirit. I watched a little bit of Impact. Really, just because I wanted to see that match with Edwards and Callahan.
Fight in the woods?
Yeah.
Every time I just heard it, it's like you read on Twitter, it's like, watch Eddie Edwards and Sammy Callahan fight in the woods. And it's like, you're not selling this very well, guys. Watch him fight in the woods. It's like, I can watch anybody fight in the woods.
Yeah. I feel like it tried to be Final Deletion, but it ended up being Wyatt's versus New Day.
I figured that's what it was going to be.
Yeah. It was all right. I mean, they brawled around. Callahan's playing all kinds of fucking mental games. And eventually, Edwards like stabs him in the head with a giant sharp stick. He's bleeding all over the fucking place and shit. It's pretty cool. And Dreamer and Edwards' wife show up. Dreamer's wearing a Lucha Underground shirt, by the way. And they're trying to just like, hey, it's over. Let's get the fuck out of here. Then Edwards attacks Dreamer and disappears back into the woods. So... I don't know. It was all right. It was more interesting than anything on SmackDown or Raw.
So is Edwards fully embodying the American Wolves gimmick and he's a wolf in the woods?
Yeah, could be.
Man, he's just a lone wolf in the woods, eh? Because his buddy David Richards is releasing sex tapes with Angelina Love and being a paramedic. Oh, dude, you didn't see that tape that came out of Angelina Love getting railed by David Richards?
I did not.
Oh, there's a tape.
I saw pictures of her.
Yeah, there's a tape.
That leaked? Well, you got to link that to me. Link me to that shit.
I will.
Excellent. Yeah, that's pretty good. Was there new pictures of Rhodes' wife that leaked this week or no?
I didn't see that. I don't know, but I doesn't mean it didn't happen. I'm not that big of a perv. I don't know at all.
Yeah. Well, then if people find that, send it to me on Twitter. Keep me abreast of the situation.
Oh, okay. Keep your breaststroke strong, motherfucker.
Yeah. That was pretty much the week in wrestling.
Yeah, that was pretty much all it.
Very cold on Ring of Honor right now.
Yeah, yeah. They're not doing nothing to keep me going. I don't see any. I don't know. It's the whole Dalton Castle Championship has really longed on me. I'm not interested in it. I feel like it's a year too late.
Yeah.
And then the whole getting behind Bubba. Punishment and all these guys that I don't really like. It's like I can see all the good guys from ROH in New Japan.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, I mean, they got the pay-per-view coming up at the end of the month here. As we get close to that, we'll look at that more and see. But Impact also has something coming up. I don't know. They like to talk about how tickets are selling fast. I'm
Yeah, Slammiversary.
Yeah, you guys have bought your fucking crowds like lately, so I don't know what you're talking about. Tickets going fast.
Ishimori's going to be on Slammiversary.
Oh, yeah. Who's he taking on?
I have no idea. They just announced Ishimori's going to be on Slammiversary.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Unless he's taking on someone dumb.
I wouldn't be against seeing some four-way X Division match with Phantasma, Ishimori. Mm-hmm. Who's the X Division champion right now?
Goddamn. I don't know. I should know because I've been watching this shit lately.
That guy, then. And some other guys. It would be fucking dope.
That guy, some other guys,
Phantasma and Ishimori.
Yeah, this week their show was like such a fucking stretch, man. Like they played this entire Rob Van Dam versus Tommy Dreamer match.
Oh, boy. In there.
And just backstage shit like crazy. I mean, they barely had anything for this show. They had Drago and Aerostar on a tag team taking on. Yeah, their tag team champions are DJZ and Andrew Everett.
Yeah.
What a shitty. I like real tag teams to be tag team champions personally. Yeah.
Yeah, I've always found you get Jericho. It's like, it's not a tag team. I don't know why. You know what I mean? I'm with you there. I don't know why I don't like it. I just don't like it.
Yeah. It could be all right, in times where it's like we're going to get to a bigger story. That's fine.
But yeah.
I don't know what the story between these two is supposed to be.
Well, Andrew Everett left the Cult of Lee or something, wasn't it?
All right.
Because he was with Trevor Lee.
He could be the fucking X Division champion for all I know. Should we look?
I think Trevor Lee lost it, though.
Let's look. Okay,
let me look. Are you Googling it?
Well, we can both do it. Because I feel like now we need to know.
I feel you're correct there. Because the tag team champs, they're LAX, right? Or is it the Crists?
I think it's LAX. Yeah, it's fucking funny, right? We don't even know.
I know what you just did, though.
That was fucking a gassy burp.
Matt Sydal is the X Division champion.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So you got Austin Aries is the world champion. Matt Sydal is the X Division. Tag team is LAX. And the knockouts is Su Yung.
Oh, right. Well, there you go. I think that is going to do it for this week, huh?
Yeah, we solved the mystery of the Impact champions. We called Stu Hart and got a great weather report, and we watched one of the best wrestling matches of this year, at least.
That's definitely. So, once again, shout out to our boys, Jared PPVT2 on Twitter, a boy MC Burberry. I'm sure he'll be back in the near future with some shit. If you, after listening to all the Federation stuff and all the Suplex City Limits channel stuff, there's a new Ringside with Jim up there too. Me and Burbs watch more fucking Kaiju Big Battle. It's just like for 2 weeks now, it's just been like Kaiju me Big and Battle. Burbs watching Kaiju. Yeah, it is what it is.
Hey, man.
After, if you, you know, listen to those, you still need more wrestling podcasts, check out our friends Wrestling Soup, Shooting the Shiznit, The Strap, Sat Pod. Who else am I forgetting?
Inhumans.
Smack It Down. Yeah, Inhumans podcast for something non-wrestling. Definitely check all those shows out. THT podcast.
Yes.
Check out those boys. They're at Tournament of Death this weekend. Shaheen from THT is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And our boy Casanova Valentine's making his CZW debut there.
Good for him. Tournament Good of for Death. Him.
Yeah. That's like his fucking Super Bowl. That's it his is. Woodstock. So
it is like I'm proud for him, but it's not the kind of thing that I get tickled for, the Tournament of Death.
Yeah, I mean, like nearly bleeding to death in a field in Indiana or whatever the fuck.
In fucking what's his name's mother's field.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. Not really my thing either, but, you know, shout out to all of them. Let's do our Twitter shout outs. You can get yourself a shout out by retweeting our pinned episode on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. So much love to three people like this. Bobby Anthem, the Inhuman Experience podcast.
I'm sorry, but when you said three people like this, I was like, oh, only three people retweeted it?
No, that's the name of their podcast. THT Wrestling, the Cinebud podcast. Adam Sharpies, Spanish Announce Table Pod. Fathead Turtle, Don Phoney D. Chris Savage, JC Sterling. Damon Rafi, I don't know, I'm sorry. Mr. Klondike Bill, Grammars, Tony Vasquez, Lime Link, Burbs, Keith Martin, Tremaine Lasley, Red Leaf Retrocast, Bobby fucking Blades, Smack It Down Podcast, Viva La JD, Jared, Lance Levine, you know he's so divine, Wrestle Geeks, B-Swing 22, Pro Wrestling Blab, Scotty from the Sat Pod, Jericho MPM, check out his YouTube for past episodes of Suplex City Limits channel shows with video game footage. Well Kept and Unclean podcast, Chris and Damon's Amazing Nerd Show, Dan the Man One, Lee Unwin, Leo, Jesus Christ, I'm going with Ty, Jeremy Foltz, Wayne G, Klondike Bill, Shane O, Dom Homie, Caleb Morganfield, J Dune, The Federation, Eric Turner, and of course, hashtag BallsDeep 2019, because we're balls deep. Are you? I think that is going to do it for this week. Do you have anything else to add before we roll?
No, no. Just be nice to everybody. That's what I've got. Is just be nice. Don't be a dick. You can, you know, just be nice.
But we're dicks on the show every week.
I just mean to people in general.
Did you see, I retweeted it earlier. Did you see the tweet from Iron Sheik this today?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. There you go. Iron Sheik says, take a minute of your day to be nice to someone, you dumb son of a bitch. Fucking A.
Yeah.
So that'll do it for this week. We'll be back next week to preview Money in the Bank and Takeover, review the go home shows. I don't know. We'll see if, you know, what's going on with the Blair Witch project with Eddie Edwards.
Will they find him standing in a corner in a basement in an abandoned house in the woods? Maybe.
Who knows? You know what else we'll be doing next week?
What?
Recapping the first episode of season 4 of Lucha Underground, bitch.
You're right. And at some point in time, we got to say, you know what, I mean, Lucha Underground's got to take precedence over something.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You're fucking right.
Yeah. Dude, so I'm looking forward to that. Like,
me too.
Big time.
Me too. I'm very excited to see the new set. I'm very excited to see the new production. Very excited to see everything about it. It's an exciting time.
As always, yeah. If you're a believer, Suplex City Limits is the place to be, because since fucking day one of this podcast, we've been covering Lucha Underground every week. So got that shit on lock. I think that's going to do it, man.
We got her.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Until then. May you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other, you dumb son of a bitch. See you next week.
For so long, I've been hungry for something else. But there's a will, and there's a way. I work hard, cause at the end of the day, the Lord helps those that help themselves. Somebody's counting my money, so much that they can't see the top of the stack. When there's a will, when there's a way, money's gonna find my hand one day. When it does.